What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest at realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest at realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it, and good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hello, guys. It's Valeria. And this is the second story that I'll share with the program. It's not my own this time, but my cousin's. She's a grown-up now, but when this happened, she was, I think, 11 or 12, she said. And back then, of course, she lived with her parents and her siblings. She was the oldest. And what happened is that it was bedtime, so of course the kids had to go to bed. So she went to her room, my little cousin, and you know what she would do is like leaving the door a little open, like leaving a gap so she could get some light and noise from the outside, and like that she could fall asleep, listening still to her parents being in the living room talking, you know, that would give her ease. And she would fall asleep quietly like that. So she did that. And, you know, at some point, her parents also went to the room. But she was, like, already drifting. Then the house was then dark. But still, her room was darker. So she could get some light from, you know, the living room and outside of her room. At some point when she was drifting, as I said, already everybody was already in their bedrooms. So at some point anyway, she saw a little shadow standing or like, you know, like in the entrance, in that gap. She could see it through the gap in the door. In the doorway. She said that it stood there for some seconds, but then the shadow started to like approach and enter in the room. When it did that, she noticed arms and legs. Like she couldn't see any like particular clear feature, but she did see arms and legs, and she did see the thing walking towards her bed. At this point, of course, she knew this wasn't normal. It wasn't her eyes adjusting to the darkness or anything like that. So she was freaking out, basically, then. But she couldn't move. She couldn't speak. She couldn't do anything. She was just petrified there in her bed. This thing, at some point, just jumps and gets into bed with her. And then it proceeds to walk towards her chest. And it sits there on her chest. Or stood it, I don't know. And then, after like what she felt like an eternity, just this thing standing like it's just some inches away from her face, this thing that had like human features, it started tangling her hair. Back then, my cousin had like very nice long hair, straight hair, and this thing started to tangle all her beautiful hair to the bed head. You know how it is. It's usually like a wooden part, and her bed had like these metal design decoration, you know, like with flowers and things. So it was basically perfect place to tangle hair. And so the thing, the whatever creature it was, started tangling her hair. She doesn't know how long it took. She felt like she was about to faint during all that time. But after some time, I don't know, the thing was done with her job. Or with its job. Sorry. And, you know, she couldn't see much. She sometimes could see, like, arms moving and just, like, working on the tangling. But she couldn't see it, like, very clearly. But she knew it was there because she felt its weight on her chest. Like, she felt where the thing was standing on her chest. And at some point, it just disappeared. The thing wasn't there, and it wasn't definitely in the room because she recovered her capacity to move and to speak. Of course, she was freaking out, and her first impulse was to just get out of bed and just go running towards her parents. But she couldn't do it, of course, because the job was so intricate, and she was definitely not freeing herself that easily. So, you know, she just started screaming and asking for her mom and her dad. So they came running into the room, and just to find her daughter, their daughter, tangled to the bed head, not being able to, you know, stand up or do anything. It was just all her hair just tangled in a very intricate, complex, and vicious way to the bed head. They tried to, you know, like, undo the tangling, but they couldn't do it. It was definitely, like, very little hands, very carefully tangling little pieces of her hair to the thing. But they couldn't untangle it, so they had to cut it all. So basically, my cousin that night went to bed with a long fair hair, but she woke up with very short hair. The rest of the hair was just, you know, still there, tangled, hanging from the bed head as a horrible proof of what had happened. Of course, after that, my cousin was very, very traumatized. And she was just scared of bedtime. She was scared with, like, being tired and sleepy because then she felt or she feared that this thing would come and visit her again. So she had to sleep with her parents, you know, with lights and door closed and locked, that kind of thing, for a long time after that. Nothing else happened to her, or at least not as bad, as far as I know. Some other things happened to other family members, but definitely not as bad. Something's happened in the past to my aunt, to her mother, basically, but it was also when she was, like, younger. And it's also related to these small figures that I've described. We all believe it's gnomes. You know, it sounds like, yeah, little people, gnomes. So apparently there's something there, you know, some attraction they feel towards a woman in the family. So, yeah, that was that. Maybe I'll contact you guys to tell you another story. And yeah, I hope you liked it. Have a good one. Bye.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Your inbox is blowing up and your stomach is growling louder than your team meeting, and somehow you're expected to function. Slide into 7-Eleven and grab a breakfast bundle. Grab any breakfast sandwich, like our delicious sausage, egg, and cheese waffle sandwich, waffle tots, and a Monster, Celsius, or Red Bull to jumpstart your day. It's available at 7-Eleven and just $4 with 7 rewards. Visit your local Columbus 7-Eleven and satisfy that craving today. Valid through 6/23/26. While supplies last, participating stores, see app for full terms.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made, that's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What if you could get more from what you already do? As a Shell Fuel Rewards member, that's just a regular Monday morning. You get more rewards, more savings, and more special offers. Earn rewards when shopping, dining out, and fueling up. And all of that becomes fuel savings when you're at the pump. Use the Shell app and enjoy life with more. Your nearest Shell station is less than 5 miles away.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.